Hash, Hadrat Hayat Allahi Allahi, the unveiling of the presence, or the life of the people of Allah. Bismillah ir-Rahman ir-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. Beloveds, if anyone asks me about the religion of Islam and about any separation or space between one person and another person, I want to say to you that few people know the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, and few people know the religion of Islam or the Prophet Muhammad. Some people take a drop, like a bird from the sea of his Sharia, the Islamic law, and they think they have taken everything, and they begin to make pictures around this drop. Every day, every moment, you can see strong things which come from those people who stop with the Sharia, who do not go deeper inside the meaning of the Sharia. An example of this is all those people during the last days of Ramadan on Laylat al-Qadr at Al-Aqsa Mosque. The men, most of them of whom carry the Sharia, said, "Why are the women here? It is important to make a big space between them and us." But I said, "Why? There is space for everyone. If you are praying to Allah, do not stop with any picture. If you look through the women, you can see that she carries the face of Allah, and then you do not worry." On the last Fajr prayer of Ramadan, the women were here and the men were beside them, and everyone opened their hearts to Allah. If anyone has a dirty heart, this is not from Allah. This is from the person's nafs, from himself. Allah says that everyone, the Bedouin, the person who lives in the city, the woman, the man, people from everywhere of every color and every language are the same, and they can make the circumambulation around the Kaaba, at-Tawaf, together. What do you see at the Kaaba? This is the highest holy place in the religion of Allah. You do not see any separation there, but you see a woman here and a man there beside her, next to her. Where is the separation? Allah does not make what the people make. Who makes that separation? Allah says he does not look at your body, at your presence, or at your money, or at your dunya, but he looks into your heart. If your heart is a special home for your beloved God, this is enough. The heart is the heart, my beloveds, and it is important for the heart to be full of the love of Allah. Allah does not speak about the heart of the woman or the heart of the man or of the children, but he says, "Neither my heavens nor my earth contain me. Only the heart of my faithful believer contains me." If people make a separation and put walls between one another, it does not mean that this is from the Sharia. The pure Sharia wants everyone to be clean in everything they do, and to put everything in its place with the mercy. If any person wants to make his own Sharia or to make walls, this is from himself. This is not the Sharia of Allah. I tell my beloveds, if they live with those people who say what they say, give them what they need. They do not understand what you are. If you are with your brothers and sisters, I say to you, he is she and she is he. There is no male or female in the essence of the reality of Allah. This is the real religion of the Prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. All those other things are idols, and it is from my religion to break all these idols. I do not like to see these idols. When the people said that they refused to pray to the idols in the Kaaba, they meant they refused to pray to the stones in Al-Kaaba. They broke those stones, but they took those stones, the idols from Al-Kaaba, and they put them inside their hearts. Their hearts were lying. One person loves money, and this is an idol in his heart. Another person loves a person, and this is the idol inside his heart. He prays to his idol. You can see him praying in the mosque, but believe me, he has lost the prayer. He says, if praying does not give the real meaning of the prayer, and if it does not feed a person completely in the straight way, then Allah takes these prayers, like old useless clothes, and throws them in his face. That means that the prayers are like idols or pictures and are not right. Many people who pray say, "I pray very much. What I do is enough." But they do not feed themselves from the prayer. They stop. And they like to pray so that people will talk about their praying and say, "Look at that person. He is holy." This praying is not useful, because the person is praying for himself. The space that those people make is not from Allah and is not from the real Sharia. Beloveds, when I say be, I mean be what Allah wants you to be. Return to His word. I mean return to the world of the unity and give those people what they can eat from you. Can you give a 5-day-old child meat to eat? can he eat meat? He cannot. He needs your milk. And if he refuses to take your milk, Allah does not ask you about him. Allah says to not refuse another person the wisdom if he needs this wisdom, and if he is very careful about this wisdom, but not to give this wisdom to those who do not understand and who would lose this wisdom. All the separation you see is not from the real Sharia, and those who make it do not give the right example for other people. Not every person who prays makes the pilgrimage or gives zakat knows the straight way. This is a deep meaning in the religion of Allah. When he says to the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, I sent you as a mercy for all the people. Is it from the mercy to make the separation between the people? Is it from the mercy to break hearts? Is it from the mercy to say to this person, stop here, stop there, stop here? Was it for this that Allah sent this Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him? But it is from his mercy to give everyone what he or she needs and to give the real water, because everyone is very thirsty and he likes us to be the real honey for everyone. Like the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. Those people are very polite and they carry the deep courtesy, all adab. But when they make a separation between the men and the women and they do not provide a place in the mosque for the women to pray, this is not from Allah. They have politeness, and they have patience, and they have many good qualities. They are very holy, but they are missing something. I say to you, look at what the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said 6 months before he left the dunya, when he stopped at the top of the pulpit, al mimbar, and said, O beloveds, it is important for everyone to hear my voice, and to open your ear and to listen to my words. This is from Allah. If anyone needs to ask anything about his religion, or if anyone does not understand something, I have a big heart, and this heart contains everything. This heart is my beloved Aisha. Anyone can go to her and ask her anything, and he said, you can completely take half of your religion from her. She is the mother for all the true believers. Mu'minin. Also see how the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, spoke about Fatima, and how he spoke about Khadija, and how he spoke about all the holy women. At the Battle of Badr, there was an old woman about 70 years old whose name was Nasaiba. When an unbeliever wanted to kill the Prophet, may Allah's blessing and peace be upon him, this woman took a sword and fought the unbeliever. She fought with the men so that no one can get near the Prophet. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. And what did the Prophet say about her? He prayed to God, my beloved Allah, help this woman to be one of my beloveds in the garden in eternity. And she said, beloved Prophet, all I want is to give everything to be under your foot because you give. Many of the men in that battle left the Prophet. Then what does the Sharia say about this woman? Is she not a woman? And what did the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, say about this woman? Also there was a woman, the daughter of my guide, Ali Nur ad-Din in Damascus, whose name was Fatima. She was always giving teachings in the Umayyah Mosque. She used to sit in the middle of the mosque and give the teachings to both the men and the women. There were many sheikhs there, and they began to say, how can this woman give teachings? This is forbidden in the Sharia. There was one person, a very big sheikh, to whom she said, if you do not stop talking about me, then after one moment something will happen to your body. And he said, I will not stop. Then she raised her hand and held it toward his body. He was about 30 meters away from her. After about 5 minutes, he began to cry out. The water inside his body stopped all that day and all that night. And on the second day, he could still not pass any water. On the third day, he was still crying, and his sons carried him to the hospital. That night, he saw the Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, who said to him, why are you talking about my daughter? Have you not heard my hadith, which says, take half of your religion from my beloved Aisha? This was the permission for her to give. From where do you take the religion that you give? He said to the sheikh, go to my daughter and tell her, your father, the Prophet, sent me to you. She will fix everything for you. He did what the Prophet told him to do, and everything returned in him as before. After that, this big sheikh followed her and always liked to sit near her and to listen to her when she gave the teachings in the mosque. To everyone who knows the real Sharia, there is no difference between the truth and the Sharia. The real Sharia is the truth, but whoever stops with the walls, this is another thing. My beloveds, this body is like a cup or a glass, but around this glass it is very dense and thick. Some of this thickness or these veils are very black. This is the presence, but the glass carries the water, and the glass is necessary for the water. Allah wants this glass to be very clean and clear. With remembering of Allah and with the knowing of Allah, the thickness goes, and the glass becomes more and more white. Then you do not see the difference between the water and the glass or the presence. There is a deep thing here, and it is important to look. When you are still walking deeper and deeper, you do not make a separation between the water and the glass, because the glass becomes exactly the same as the water. After you have walked very deeply, your presence reveals itself without veils. There is only the water, and this is a sign from Allah. He wants you to return this holy veil, this holy presence, to be for Him. He is the beauty, and He wants to see everything beautiful. He created everything beautiful. He did not create anything but beautiful. Take, for example, the cat. When it is very small, it is something very beautiful. But when it begins to grow up, some other qualities come to it. Something thick comes from every side, and it begins to steal or to do something which is not right. From what it does, you can see many things around it like a veil. It is exactly the same with the human being. Allah wants you to return to be a real child like before. This is all. The way of Allah returns the beloved to be the real child around His table without separation, because in the world of Allah there is no separation, there are no numbers, but only the world of the unity. There is Allah and nothing else. He does not want you to look at your sister or your brother as though they are not part of yourself. Your sister is exactly you, and your brother is you. There is no space for the other. If there is any space, I say to you, can this space keep itself completely? Can you keep your presence? Does your presence not travel? If she does not travel and if she does not go, then I can say yes. But everyone goes, and this means that if everyone goes, there is really no space for anyone, only Allah. You carry His secret in everything that you have and everything you have He has given you. He put His stamp in your body, but look deeply. See how many fingers you have. 5. The number of the letters of the name of Allah is 5. What can I say? If I told you the secret, I am sure you could not walk 1 centimeter from this word. You are the secret of Allah. The beloved only needs one moment, but look in everything. It is important to travel and to leave the pictures and to not look back. If anyone looks back, he loses himself like the wife of Lut. Do not ask why people make what they make. Leave them to do whatever they do, because everything is in its place, my beloveds. Allah gives you the complete message, and He gives them something from the message. They are holy, and He gives them politeness, and He gives them the surrender, but they miss something. This does not mean that Allah does not help them. Maybe it is from the mercy for them to make the separation between the men and the women. If you understand what I mean. One of my beloveds once said, if I am absent from this world with my beloved Allah, I do not care if all the women around me take off their clothes, because I am praying and I can only see Allah. He says, if I look at anyone, I see only Allah. Where is the space? Who says there are women or men? But in the Sharia, it is something else, because those people do not understand. They do not understand more than that. You, my beloveds, are the sons and the daughters of the essence of the deep secret knowing. This question is not from you, but from another. A long time ago, I cut right through this question. I finished this question because the beloved of Allah does not need to look for the why or what. Be with Allah. This is the only thing. If anyone tells you that your father works for those people, yes, you can see that I work for those people. I help them because he likes me to give. But it is important to be special only for your beloved God. This is what he wants, and this is what you want. One of my beloveds said, beloved God, take everything from me, but do not discharge me from your door. Keep me always between your arms, and do not send me far away. You do not ask God about the dunya. You do not ask God about anything. You only ask him about his love. This is the only thing. You ask him about his love. His love gives you the real life, his life. He gives you the real wine, and everything is from his love. Do Do not worry about anything. This is your way, and this is the meaning of the religion. I live for that, and I would like every one of my beloveds to know the difference between the person who takes you and puts you with the creation and the person who takes you to be with your beloved, who created everything. This is the real marriage. My beloved Sidi Muhayyadin said, who gave himself all the truth of the truth? Fa'ata kul di haq al-haqa. What did he mean? He meant that when the beloved of Allah reaches and continues to travel in the world of the unity, after he finishes with everything from the presence or from the pictures, in that moment he is always in the world of Allah's all, the world of the unity, and does not see any space or separation in his religion, in his way, in his garden. There are no numbers, and there is no he or she. This means that he lives in the essence of the deep secret of the reality of the world of Allah, and there is no humanity because this humanity has changed to be as Allah wants, to be clean of everything. As I said before, this presence is exactly like a glass, but inside this glass there is water, and the water is very pure. There is no doubt about this water. It is the water of the real life. When Allah said to the essence of the reality of the humanity, be, when he said, be, he did not say, be a woman or be a man, but he said, be. He spoke for himself, from himself to himself. The water came in that moment, but not the water as you think. This is very deep and very secret. You cannot see the water with these eyes, but you can see that this water feeds you. This is the real water of the soul. She is very subtle. From this water you continue your life, in this life and before this life. Allah himself put this water, which is the essence of the real secret, inside the glass from the moment when he said, be, as I have said before. This water contains everything. This is the water of Allah into which he put some of his fragrance when he said, be the reality of the human being. He sent some of his fragrance, his water, for that reason, so that you could be from him and return to him. You are not just a part because there is no part. There are no numbers. As my beloved Ali said, do not think you are a small star when you contain the whole universe inside you. You contain everything inside this holy essence of the fragrance from this water. But where is the water? He put this water inside the glass, which carries the real color of what the water carries. So you cannot say that there is separation between the glass and the water. For this reason, Allah wants you to be very careful with this glass, because if you break this glass, you lose the essence of this deep, secret water. Without this water, you cannot understand, and you cannot live for a moment, because there would be no meaning to your life. When Allah sent the kind of the humanity, An-Nasut, to this earth, he wanted to keep the humanity the way he wanted it. So he put everything around the glass in order to keep what he had sent. You can say that this glass is really the home of Allah. And what you carry inside you, what you are, if you look deeply, is no other than Allah. When you come here and when others come here, the kind of the humanity begins to make another world around the glass, which becomes thicker and thicker and carries many colors. The first color is light. I really cannot say light, but I use this word to mean that the light is very soft and more than light. The colors come on the outside of the glass, but inside, the inside wall of this glass returns everything. So that from the beginning to the end, if I say that there is a beginning and an end, because if I say beginning in the essence of the reality of Allah, then this would mean that Allah has a beginning and an end. But excuse me, because I'm speaking about the essence of the reality. When he says in his Quran, read your book. Then from the beginning to the end, everything returns that is around this glass, which is filled with everything that happens in all these worlds. And more than that, it is filled with everything that happens in every world. This means that you are the preserved tablet, Allah al-Mahfuz, and Allah writes everything on this tablet. You are the tablet, and this tablet contains every song, everything that you would like to be and that he would like you to be in this created condition, in order to be the real beloved of Allah, and to not make any separation between you and another, because there is no other. From where can you make the other? So you continue in this world as the kind of human being. Allah says, be careful about what I give you. Be careful not to break this glass. Be careful not to lose anything that I write in this glass. You are the book. Read your book. Look inside yourself and then find me. And exactly the same time you find yourself, the essence of yourself. But as I said, when people come, they put many things around this glass. Some of the things are black, blue, white, and full of dirty things, built with their minds, and many walls become very thick. And then a person begins to say, I am different from anyone else. I am higher. I am more beautiful. He gives himself many names, but Allah gives him only one name. In the Quran, he says to his beloved prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. Beloved, say Allah, and do not look to any other because there is no other. The deep thing here is to continue in this life, but at the same time to be careful about what he gives you and to not break anything and to help yourself because God helps you. How does he help you? He sent the essence of himself through the prophets. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. Each one of them is the essence of himself. And in his message, each one says, La ilaha illallah. There is no other but Allah. If you look at yourself, you find only Allah. Do not lose your chance by looking to the right and to the left, but look inside. People make many, many things, but the travelers who travel to Allah, the children of Allah, the beloveds of Allah, walk deeply. And nothing can move any of them, and nothing can break anything that they have, because the beloved knows who he is, and he knows that he is more than holy, more than anything. He carries only Allah, and he is very careful not to lose any moment, because the moment is for Allah. Then you could say that there is the presence, and the glass is the very soft presence. Allah created this presence, and it is necessary, because the presence keeps the water in the same way the glass does. Allah says, it is forbidden to kill anyone. If anybody kills anyone, it is as though he kills all of the people in all the world. And he says, if anyone breaks any heart, he breaks me. How can he break Allah? He breaks him because he breaks what he gave him. Allah wants everyone to keep what he has given them from the beginning. He wants you to keep your existence inside his existence and to use your existence for his existence. This does not mean that you make a separation, but it means that you are the bride. He has given you a beautiful veil. If I can say veil and he says, cover this bride is only for me and I am for her, if I can use these words. It is forbidden for anyone to see my bride if he is not of my kind. This bride is the mercy for all the people. She is the rain for the plants. This means that everything that he created, animals, birds, and human beings, this is the beloved of Allah. If you are really the rain, it is important to give everyone what he needs, and it is important in that moment to be careful not to show your face to those who do not understand your face. This means to cover the face of the truth from the people who do not understand the truth. If you do not do this, it is the same as if you were giving gold to a child, and the child throws the gold away because he does not know the meaning of the gold. Be careful, my beloveds. Do not give or to show your face, the face of Allah, to those who do not know you and who do not know the truth, because Allah makes you special only for him or for those who are like you. The beloveds of Allah are very few, but for those beloveds he sent the mercy. He sent the peace. He sent the love. And he sent everything that the people need. The people do not know some of those beloveds, but every area of the world has one of those beloveds. Some of them are in Europe. Some of them are here. Some of them are in Russia or in India. They are very special people because they live for all the people. They are the real mercy for all the people, for all the humanity, for all the creation. And from their hearts, their real love goes to everything. The heart of each of them is a complete garden for all. If any one of them is in a city or in the country, it is enough for those who live around him. Whether the people know him or not, the mercy comes to them through the beloved. This is some of the meaning of what Allah meant when he said, I sent you, beloved prophet, to be the mercy for all. What does this mean? This means that the prophet is the mercy because he is the first light, from the time when Allah said, be. Allah spoke about the essence of the reality and said, be his light, the light of the prophet. All the beloveds come from him. The prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is the father of all the beloveds of Allah. The prophets, and they are a part of this family, part of the reality of Muhammad. Now I have used a word that does not contain the meaning of what I am giving. When I say part, this does not really mean a part. There is a much deeper meaning. I speak about the complete essence of the reality of Allah where there are no numbers. I speak about how Allah sent one soul and one glass which had no numbers and no male or female. He sent one soul and one glass. This is all. From this soul he sent the fragrance of every soul. What you have is a fragrance from this glass, and this fragrance is all the people and all the creation. When I say the world of the unity, this is what I mean. All he created was one mirror. If I can say created, if I can use this word, he wants to see himself everywhere. He looks from himself to himself and says, I am the hidden treasure. For that purpose, he sent his order from himself to himself to see the mirror of himself. Then the soul is the soul of Allah, and all that you see is the glass of Allah, nothing else. The soul of Allah and the glass of Allah. If you say, how is this? I have answered you. When a person says, I am and I exist, then how is it that he cannot allow himself or give himself permission to remain in this material world, adunya, always? If anyone can keep his body or keep himself here, then he says, yes, he exists. But when he travels from this dunya, does he travel as he likes? No. Allah created you, and he does not ask you when you are leaving the dunya if you want to leave, because the time for you, the journey for you in this material world is over. This is all. Allah gives a time for the glass. The meaning of death is very deep and not what people think, but it is, as I say, that Allah has one soul, and he is that soul. Then all that he has created is a glass, and what you have, as I have said, is a fragrance from the soul of Allah. It is like this lamp for which there is a mother. At any time, if you touch the switch with your finger, then you can see more than 2 or 3 million lamps sending light, but all are from one source. Still, no one knows the secret of electricity. This is also from him, from the fragrance of the soul of Allah. For this reason, it is important to search and to know what you are and to look very deeply as to why Allah sent you to be in this state, because the essence of the glass of what you carry and what everyone carries is very holy. Your beloved God has one beloved, not more than that, because the one loves one. Who is one? He is the one. He is the complete mirror in everything that you see, in everything that he created, in the birds, the oceans, the water, the animals, and the human beings. Everything is one circle, and everyone carries the face of my beloved. People say I'm a Christian, Muslim, Jewish, or Buddhist. But Allah has only one religion, the religion of surrendering to him, the real Islam. What does Islam mean? The meaning of Islam is when you surrender completely to your beloved God in everything. Anyone who surrenders completely to Allah is the real Muslim, and he carries all that Allah gives. He is the Holy Quran, and he keeps all his word, the word of Allah inside. He is the real beloved. I should not say real beloved, but rather that he is the beloved of Allah. Because of that, Allah loves all the creation, and he sends the mercy for all without separation. He gives for each person always, without why or what, whether he surrenders to Allah or he does not surrender to Allah. He gives his chance to him, and he says, I send my love for all who know me, and I also send my love for all who do not know me. Some of those who know me can feed themselves from my love. But others for whom I send the love do not know the meaning of the love, and they lose their chance. This is from themselves, because they make the veils, the thickness around the glass. Allah sent the prophets, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them, to those people. Each one carried the essence of the self, of Allah, and said, Say Allah, anyone who surrenders to me is a beloved, and he returns to be as I want him to be. Everyone that I created is one of my children, if he knows how to know himself. I want to speak about the presence again and to say that when any person keeps his presence clean, as Allah created it, he does not care about anything. He does not look left or right or behind, because he is always with his beloved God in the deepest marriage. This is the real life for him, because he is the garden of Allah, and he is always dancing the real dance with Allah. He remembers Allah until Allah remembers him. After that, he stops remembering through his tongue, because when he says Allah, 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 it is as though he calls a person. If you call me Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad in a strong voice, when I am close to you and I hear you, why do you continue calling me? I am not absent. When a person continues calling Allah because he does not see Allah, this is because he does not live in the reality of Allah. But when the person lives in the reality of Allah, it is from the politeness, if he is close to you, not to continue calling him. Only if you do not see him do you continue to call him because you want to hear his voice. This is very sweet and very deep. Your beloved is inside you, and he is everywhere, and he is not absent, and he is everything for you, and he gives you everything, and he does not leave you for a moment. He sends his voice to you, but still your ear does not open to hear his song. He likes you to call him. When you call him, it means that you need help from him. He says, "Beloved, remember me. Remember my name until you find yourself and you find me." He is inside you, but he likes you to remember him. This is from the mercy for you, and from the mercy for you, he keeps some of the holy veils in front of your eyes. Afterwards, you can carry what he wants you to carry. I am sure no one can be like he is. If he tried to discharge everything and to break everything before his time, he would return to be water, a drop of water. How then could he walk? But it is from his wisdom that Allah likes every person to work and to look after their children and to send the mercy for the people who do not know and to help the poor people. You are the mercy for them. Thank God that he makes you and he shows you his light and he puts you in his center and he uses you in the right way. He gives you two faces, one for the people who live outside, and this is your Sharia, the outside Sharia. So he wants you to cover your head, to cover your body, and to make the separation when you are among those who do not know you. If a thief knows that you have jewels and sees that you are very rich and sees that you are alone, he will break everything to take your jewels. And the thief loses what he takes from you because what he takes is only useful to you. You know how to be the beloved of Allah, and for that he sent the Sharia through the Prophet Muhammad. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. He says to you, cover everything. Give the people what the people need. When you pray, pray behind them because it is from the mercy to them that you do this. If they understood as you understood, they would not care, but few people understand. This is the first face. If you speak as Al-Halaj spoke, saying, inside my coat is Allah, then this is the truth. But those people did not understand what he meant. They wrote down what he said and told him to sign his name to what they had written. Al-Halaj said, I will, and this is my word. Those people took the paper to every sheikh and asked them, what do you think about this person who talks like this? Everyone signed the paper against Al-Halaj and said, the only thing for him is the sword on his neck. More than 70 sheikhs signed the paper to kill him. Al-Halaj's sheikh, Al-Junayd, had told him, beloved Al-Halaj, Allah wants to make a special thing for you. He wants to kill you with the sword of his love. This will be strong for all the beloveds around you, but Allah wants to give people who do not understand the real knowing through the sword of the love. Then the leaders in Baghdad took Al-Halaj and put his body on the cross. See how this beloved gave himself to the sword? At that time in Baghdad, there were many people crying. There were more than 70,000 people in the prisons. There was much sickness among the people, and everyone was crying because there had been a drought for 3 years. They took Al-Halaj and put nails in his hands and his feet, but he did not cry out. Then they cut off his head with a sword, and his head fell to the ground, continuing to say, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. When all the sheikhs saw this, they began to ask themselves, how did I sign that paper and why did I sign it? Every one of them went far away and searched for some cave to hide in because he knew that he had done something very wrong. And everyone at that time said, Al-Halaj is the Jesus of his time. From his blood, Allah healed every sickness. From his blood, Allah gave freedom to those who were inside the prisons. And from his blood, Allah sent rain for all the people and for all the plants and for all the animals. This was the meaning of what Sheikh Al-Junayd had said, Allah wants to kill you with the sword of his love. Al-Halaj was the real love, and he carried the real love, and Allah sent the love through him, and he sent the peace to him for every heart. This is what I mean when I say that every beloved of Allah is the complete mercy for all. Without love, no one can find anything. This is the real water. I mean the same thing when I say, I am the cup, I am the wine, I am the love for all. If you stop with my picture or with my presence, you do not know me. When those people stopped with the presence of Al-Halaj, none of them knew him. They thought they had killed him, but they had only killed themselves. Many of those people, when they saw what they had saw, returned to God. They began to search and to say, why did I lose my chance? They began to make a divorce between their presence and this dunya. Many of them came to be like Al-Halaj, really. Al-Halaj is one of the children of Allah. In that moment, he returned exactly to where he had come from. Because of that, as I say, you have two faces. It is important to be very careful. It is important to carry the two faces that Allah has given you. One face is to give to the people and to know how to live with them and to give everyone what they need in the straight path, as Allah wants from you. Sometimes, because a person does not understand and he refuses to feed himself and he throws stones at you, it is important to be patient. Open your heart to him and be ready for everything. You carry Allah and Allah carries everything. And the other face, keep for yourself and for your beloveds who are from your family, the family of Allah. Always be in the real freedom when you live with your brothers and sisters who are like you. Do not make any separation. Give to the creation, al-halaq, what is needed. But at the same time, give the truth, al-haq, and what the truth needs from you. If there is doubt between al-halaq and al-haq, remove the doubt. Then only al-haq remains. Beloveds, this is what Sidi Muhayyiddin said, and this is your story, the real story for Allah. Keep your beloved inside you. He is the only beloved. Everyone who carries you is the real beloved. Do not think that he who wants to take something from your presence is your beloved. This is not your beloved. But the beloved who does not leave you completely and who was with you when you were in the world of all Azal, when you do not have this presence, this is your beloved. He is with you and you are with him from the beginning, which had no beginning until the end, which has no end, from when he said, be. Ameen. Allah, Allah, Allah.